The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors. Good morning, happy Tuesday. Welcome to another edition of Morning Drive here on 89.7 WTBR-FM. Bob Heck here with you on a Tuesday morning, and let's take a look at the weather forecast before we get rolling on our program today.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Near steady temperature in the mid-20s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
24 degrees right now at our Federico Drive studios. It's going to be April next week, man. It's going to be April next week. Why is it still so cold? It's going to be 57 on Thursday, but it's going to rain because that's the way it works this time of year. Whenever you get some decent temperatures, it just rains. So not exciting. But this is going to break soon, eventually, right? And this is going to break soon. You're listening to 89.7 WTBR. Bob Heck here with you on Morning Drive. Thank you for tuning in. And I sort of figured we'd do something a little different this week, a little more fun, because, you know, we got the NCAA tournament going on. We've got Major League Baseball getting ready to start tomorrow. And we're going to do Sports Week here on WTBR. Still waiting for our guest, Dasheen Moore from Beat the Streets. He's going to be here momentarily to pop in the studio, talk about everything going on with Beat the Streets, a great basketball program here in Pittsfield. And tomorrow we're going to have representatives from Pittsfield Softball and Pittsfield Little League here to talk about those programs as well, make you feel a little bit better about spring coming. But first, we want to let you know that PSA Days is coming up here on WTBR and PCTV. And if you want to get in touch with us, we got a few slots left. PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. Again, PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. And it's your organization's opportunity to come down, make up to a two-minute video that will air on our channels here on PCTV. And we also give you a flash drive with the thing on it. So you could just leave, you know, you leave with the flash drive and you've got everything going for you. And, you know, you're all set to go with the PSA. And we do an audio PSA as well, if you want. And we run those here on WTBR. You hear them all the time. So definitely get in touch with us. PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. Again, PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. Thank you for tuning in to Morning Drive. I just saw Dasheen walk through. And Sheen, right in here, buddy. Oh, okay. He's signing in. We have our little sign-in thing here. Have a seat right there, man.
Right here?
Yeah, right there. It'd be great.
Good morning.
What's up, Dasheen?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, so welcome to the show.
Good morning, everybody.
We were talking a little basketball.
Yes.
Initially, I mean, Deion Brown from Monument had a great couple of days in the tournament.
My guy, I love him. He's a huge inspiration for kids in the county. You know, we're used to seeing football players, baseball players. Very seldom do we see, somebody that plays on the level as him, and he gives back to the community. He comes back. He's a good guy.
Yeah, and
yes,
rooting for him and the
absolutely.
What is a Billiken? Do you know what a Billiken is?
I don't, but I know they did. I know they did a fabulous job. I think he got, and I also think that he got Defensive Player of the Tournament for like his team.
Mm-hmm.
Kid could be in the draft, man.
Could be.
Yeah.
You mind pulling that mic a little closer to you?
Yeah.
He
could be in the draft. You know, we could see something very good for Pittsfield. I think it's going to open up a lot of doors for other kids.
And, you know, that's part of what Beat the Streets is about, you know.
Absolutely.
A kid seeing Deion Brown even potentially in the league, you know.
Yes.
You look at that and you're like, I could do anything.
Yes. I think that is what his aura carries. Mm. You know, he is not like a person that is he's not cocky at all. You know, he comes down to the park every single year. He's like a celebrity. He's like a celebrity.
Yeah. Even more so now with all the TV time he got.
And he's raised very, very well. His mom has did a great job with him.
So we're here with Ashin Moore from Beat the Streets. And, you know, for people who aren't familiar at all with Beat the Streets, why don't you explain what it is?
Okay, so Beat the Streets is a summer program league. I started in 2020. There's a lot of violence going on around here, a lot of shootings. Kids are just getting in trouble for no reason. So I thought, what kept me out of trouble when I was younger? So to start a league like this, it has helped a lot of kids. It's free. A lot of businesses in the city are helping me keep this going every year. We got a lot more things coming. I believe that this summer we'll probably be around 350 kids. We had 252 last year. I think it's working.
That's awesome. That's great to hear.
A lot of kids are starting to get different looks, whether it be AAU, college, prep school. I think I have started something that will last for a very long time. I'm still working on some few things. I'm trying to really get a community center.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to call it a community center, but like kids need to be exposed to more, how do I want to say this? Like to better schools, coaches, development.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm trying to bring.
And how do you go about doing that, bringing the better coaches and the development and
well, this summer, I mean, this fall, I was assistant coach at BCC. So,
oh, okay.
Manu Sharma, which Deion Brown played with him and Jamal Sistrunk when he first started coming up, you know, coming mm-hmm. up the ladder. So he's been coaching for probably 40 years. Top guys, you know, he Junior was around him as well. You remember Junior that went to Taconic?
Yes.
He was around him as well. So I bring him down here, or I go to Worcester or Framingham, and we compete. Last year, because of him, we took kids to Gary, Indiana.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we went to Michael Jackson's crib, things like that. But these kids went, like I expressed this on my page, too. These kids went because they are dedicated, and also their grades are great. So the parents didn't have to pay anything. We got them there and back. We won a few tournaments in Worcester last summer. Just trying to give kids, you know, to be seen. We are a small county.
Yes.
We're small, but we're big. We have a lot of talent. I think it needs to be seen more. I'm going to make that happen.
Yeah, you're right that, you know, we're pretty much forgotten in the eastern part of the state until they got to come out here during the playoffs and get smoked by us. Or we got to go out there for a state championship game or head out to Worcester. They're like, what's this Pittsfield team? And then they just smack them right in the face.
Yeah, and it's like our county in general. Like mm-hmm. our county, like if we go back, I don't know, maybe 7-8 years, I want to say, we're always there.
Oh, yeah.
Every single year we're there, no matter what bracket it is. We're going to have a few teams that's going to be involved in that tournament. So I think we have a hell of a lot more talent that we can show. We just need to develop it a little bit more.
So Beat the Streets, you said you played in tournaments in Worcester, yes. And you went out to Gary, Indiana. Are there other similar programs that you hook up with? Or
yes, you ever heard of... You ever heard of the program? Like I brought, I think maybe 30 kids plus staff. We went to something called Play for Peace. Have you ever heard of Play for Peace? All right, so you get the police department and some guys that put this program together. It's probably 1,000 kids.
Oh wow!
You're all competing 3-on-3. This is when I seen Layla. Souls,
mm-hmm.
I really seen her turn into a different player there. You know, she was really like, I was blown away. But so this organization would want to do this here. They asked me to do this here. It's just the connections I'm trying to align so we can have this here. But we can have this on North Street. It's like a 3-on-3 tournament that goes on all day. And then they have the police officers. Like, we would have police officers from Boston come here. And we would probably have to use our officers from the jail. Because, you know, some of the guys, most of the guys for the police station don't play basketball. So most of the sports guys are up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll put them together and let them play. This is what they do. This is a humongous thing. If you look up Play for Peace, you'll see it is really, really big.
I'll have to check that out.
Yes, check that out.
So when does the program start this year? How do people get involved with it? And
well, I have flyers everywhere.
Okay.
The league is going to start, we said July 6th, but it may start before that. We're trying to see when the school year is going to end. So I want to keep them busy. I'll probably do another 120 games this summer. I'm trying to use all three courts this summer. I'm trying to give the girls a league this summer, like their own league.
Have they not had their own league?
No, usually I had them playing against the boys.
Why is that? Why do you think, because, you know, neither Taconic nor Pittsfield had JV teams. I mean, Christy ran with 10 all year, and she's losing 4. You know, where is that next generation coming from to, I mean, outside of those four freshmen these past 4 years, you haven't seen much.
Right.
I mean, you got Caprice Conyers, who's probably one of the best ball handlers I've seen at this level. She's going to be a junior, but there's not a lot of, I mean, they're going to be down to 6 at PHS if they don't get a freshman influx. What do you think causes that?
I just think a lot of people are like, you know, some of the generations are missed. Like, you know, COVID could have affected the way girls play basketball right now, but now it's coming back.
Okay, that makes sense.
Christy got a boat coming next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Christy got a boat next year. And Caprice is my goddaughter, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think what she has done, it has created a different culture, like, around here, period. Mm-hmm. Like, it didn't just have to be them, but it was them, and I think it just trickled down to everybody now. We're going to have some real stars coming up. I'm not sure of what her name is, and excuse me, parents and friends and her. It is this young lady from Dalton. She should be going to the 9th grade this year. Please watch out for her. She is so dangerous. She's a whole player. 8th grader, she could play high school right now.
Yeah.
Like, if she was in high school this year, she could have went out there and averaged maybe 15 and 10 a game.
Wow.
Yeah, she is.
That good, huh?
Oh, she's everything.
So how cool is it, like, with the Beat the Streets program, and we're talking with Dasheen Moore from Beat the Streets, and that's coming up. You can see flyers around town.
July 6th,
maybe a little earlier. We'll see. How cool is it to see this talent, you know, before it explodes at the high school level, before the rest of us get to see it?
You know what excites me is this. I was one of those kids, like, you know, like, I'm probably one of those kids, if you go back and ask people from my era, they'll tell you, like, I'm one of those kids that was one of the top kids and didn't play in high school. So my mentality is like this. I was one of those kids where they used to come down to the park and take pictures of us on hot days at Dorothy Amos.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought of it like, our population is like, we're small, but our population is okay. And we have a lot of kids that play ball. So I'm like, if I can create something to bring this summer league activity to the park and get all the coaches, all the parents down here, they can see who's next. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just like a fun thing for me, but it's also helping me with my past and helping me help these kids in the present.
Why didn't you play high school ball?
I want to read. And it's just like, this is what I'm telling kids today. you have to be responsible.
Mm-hmm.
I was always gave. So when I went to PHS, I was still used to being gave instead of being in class doing what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
I would say PHS got tired of me. Not that I was a bad kid, but I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do. They let me sign myself out. I left there. Me and Mustafa Hargraves went to Redemption. Lamar Odom was there at the time. My mom couldn't pay for that. I got sent back. Bobby Hamilton, coach at MCLA, tell me, Dasheen, get your GED, your walk-on. MCLA. I didn't listen to him. Then I went through my trials and tribulations, and now I'm here where I am today.
How important is it to have for the kids to have somebody like you that missed opportunities to explain to them, you know, because kids don't like to listen to adults.
Nah,
kids, once you reach a particular age, they know it all, and you know it's hard to get through to them.
So this is what I do. This might not work for everyone, but a lot of their parents or people around them know my story. I give them my story raw, uncut, just like I do it everywhere. And it's this. You do not want to go to jail. You do not want to go to prison. And it's not that I'm just telling them that. I've really been through it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give yourself, excuse me, chances. And certain people forget that our youth is the future. So they're going to mess up. But we need to be there to catch them. Because I think most of the people that told me about the streets when I was coming up never been in them. I'm one that been in them.
Mm-hmm.
So I could really give it to them firsthand. So I think that starts to settle in on them. And if they don't want to believe me and their parents is okay with it, I can bring my papers out and show them like I've really been there before. This is not cool. This is not the way of life. Give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance before you give up on yourself. Your brain is not fully developed until you're 27 years old. You're still a kid. Give yourself a chance. There's chances for you to make it. You just got to lock in and give yourself the chance. I never believed that I could do what I'm doing today. But I started to lock in on it. Like, if it's not me, then who is it going to be? I have a real story. I'm giving them the truth, and I'm also there for them. That's what I'm trying to do, Bob.
As a mentor, it's, you know, for kids like this to have a mentor like you is very important as well, that can, you know, talk to them and they can go to.
Yes. Yes, and I tell them I'm there. It doesn't matter what time of day or night it is. I'm there for the kids. I'm really giving it my all for the kids. Like, they need, like, in the county that we're in, and this is no disrespect to anyone, but these kids need to be able to have, and I'm speaking for basketball players, these kids need to have a gym where they have access to, not until 8 o'clock at night, three times a week. Why not midnight? Why can't they go there before school, 5 a.m., get 100 shots up? This is where our stars are being made. So, to everybody out there, we need more access for kids to have access to tutoring, programming. I just don't want to give up too much, Bob. I'll tell you about it after, but I'm working on something really, really big right now, and I have a lot of people behind me. And when it comes out, I believe it will change the culture forever.
That'd be absolutely terrific. We'll talk more about it off air.
Okay.
And then we'll make sure we find a time once that comes to fruition to get you back in here again. So back in 2020, you decided to put this league together.
Yes.
You know, talk about that process, why you decided to do it. I mean, we talking pre-COVID or sort of in the middle of it? Like, when did this all come together?
I think soon after they said we could come outside and have contact again, I started it. 2020 I started it. So when I first started it, I believe that summer we got a lot of rain, but her name is Tanya Frazier from Habitat for Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Her son was like one of the first kids to be down at the park dedicated. I haven't seen you in some years, but I'm proud of you. So he was down there. He was playing basketball in the rain and all that. So when I started to see that, I remember times when I used to be trying to push Sadell. I was caught up in the streets then. Sadell was on his rising at PHS. I used to take Sadell outside in the rain and tell him, you're not going to be like me. So I just started going back to those days, the days with Freddie Conyers, that's my best friend. So I was telling Caprice, like, I lived my high school career through them. I'm talking Freddie, Siani, and now Caprice.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what really fuels me to have this program. Like, if these kids or their parents can't afford summer camp, or some type of activity, then what are they doing? So I'm like, let me try to get a few people together and try to get it so these kids could play for free. That's what I did, and it's turned big, and people see that the blueprint wasn't written down. It's something that I just went with. It's in my heart. And I created it, and this is where we are today.
And you had 250 kids last summer?
252.
252. So what does the league itself look like? Does everyone get separated into teams? Is it sort of a pickup deal? What does it look like?
So what we do is we have elementary all the way to 18 years old, mm-hmm. and then at the end of the year, we have 18 and up league play. That's when Dion and them come out, right? So it goes elementary, middle school, high school. Elementary, it could be mixed in if we're short girls, or it could be male and then female games. We mix them in. They're going to be pulled out of a draft. We'll have a meeting, you know, a meeting for Beat the Streets, and we'll bring the coaches, staff, and also the refs. We'll bring them in and have a little get together, and we'll explain everything to them, and we'll do a draft with the coaches and everything, and we split them up evenly. We make sure that, you know, there's only two stars to each team, mm-hmm. until it gets down to the last. You know, you might have the three stars on each team, but it's pretty fair. They get a whole schedule. Everyone's given full uniforms for free, you know, paid for by people that donate, and they play Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And Saturday mornings is for elementary school. So this year with elementary school, I'm going to do this. So we're going to let them play in the morning, and then 2 hours after we get done playing, we're going to start development training them. We just feel like they need more. They usually don't get as much as the other kids get.
Mm-hmm.
They might even get more. Let me not say that. They might even get more. But it just, like, at that age, why not give them some development after they get done playing basketball to stick in their head more?
Right, especially at that level, you know, they need more of the development. They need more of the fundamentals.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of times, is there anywhere really for these kids to play? Like,
that's what I'm saying. There's not. And I, you know, I say this almost whispering because I don't want anyone to take offense to what I'm saying, but I'm only being real. When I was young, when we were young, we had the Boys Club, the YMCA, the CYC. We had so many places to go. Reed Middle School. Like, we could really be inside these gyms. Now, kids are limited to their time. So I'm just trying to give these kids more time. If we went down to Housatonic, okay? Shout out to Pick and Roll. If we went down there, those kids are in Housie Gym like no other. Like, listen, even though Deion Brown is not from Pittsfield. He's from Berkshire County, and he's been a part of the Pittsfield teams, right? He should have been on a big screen everywhere. Not just at the Hoosie Dome. We just need, like, we just need to know that at the end of the day, it's not about the money. It's about saving the kid, seeing them have a brighter future. They need safe havens. They need to be able to go to a gym and put up 300-400 shots and not worry about anything. Their homework is done, and they're practicing on their skill. We need more development. If we have more development around here, like consistency with it, we'll have a hell of a lot more stars here. Way more.
Mm-hmm.
Just look at them, Bob. It's a whole bunch of them. If they get a little bit more development, they're going D1.
Yeah, and, you know, that's always great to see when you see a kid, you know, have the opportunity to go D1 and maybe even get some, you know, first off, get the education.
That's first.
But secondly, I mean, potential for, you know, life-changing NIL money.
Exactly. Like, I was looking at this. I'm not off topic at all, so let me say this. You got the center that played for UNC last year, Babcock?
Yes.
So he got his NIL money in high school. He got some NIL money,
really?
Right? So I was asking my friend, I'm like, yo, where do you think he at? Like, what are you doing? What do you think he did with his money? So we looked it up, right? He took his NIL money in high school and bought a hotel. So you can imagine where his money's at today.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the NIL money is great to get. You gotta have smarts, though, ladies and gentlemen. Like, nothing's coming without you going to school. And you can learn from me. Like, nothing is coming unless you hit those books. So what I'm going to also create, I'm going to say this too, is I'm going to invent a place where it's going to have programming and it's going to have basketball in there, right? But nothing gets done without work. And I mean, we're not doing any programming. We're not shooting basketball unless your grades are good.
And that's important. You make a great point because, you know, for every story about Babcock who invested in a hotel, his NIL money, there's a billion stories of people who just blew it.
Yes. How about we look at that? Oh, like most of the professional players, if they're not handling their money right after their first 5 years out of the NFL, yeah, they lived good, but now they don't have any money. It's all gone. So be smart about how you invest your money. If you get some money, and just stay humble. Like, as you guys can see, look at, I'm going to say this a million times, look at Deion Brown. I believe he received NIL money. He is very, very humble. At the end of the day, he is very humble.
We're here with Dacine Moore from Beat the Streets. We're going to take a short time out, and more about Beat the Streets coming up on the other side of the break here on WTBR.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Thinking about starting a successful business or expanding an existing one? We've helped over 1,500 businesswomen and men do just that. We're the Massachusetts Small Business Development Center Network, located in Pittsfield, and we cover all of Berkshire County. Contact us at 499-0933 or visit us on the web at msbdc.org/Berkshire. Best of all, our services are free and confidential.
Hey, water lovers, this is Leslie Gabriel, your water ambassador, host of And So It Flows. Our water music and water culture brings water outside the cup. Moisten your ears every Tuesday at 2 p.m. here at WTBR 89.7 FM. Love your water.
In the abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR.
And now back to the morning drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Welcome back to Morning Drive here on a Tuesday morning, 8 o'clock. It's, we're here with Dasheen Moore. We'll talk more about Beat the Streets and some other things happening in Pittsfield. But first, let's take a look at the forecast.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Rest of tonight, partly cloudy and cold. Near steady temperature in the mid-20s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the lower 40s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Cold with lows in the mid-20s. West wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
24 degrees at our Federico Drive studios here in Pittsfield. And before we get back to our chat with Dasheen Moore, I want to remind you, if you're a local nonprofit, PSA Days is coming up. And we open up our studios. It's coming up April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And just get in touch with us, PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. Again, PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. And we do have some slots available, so if you want to come on down and take advantage of that. You're going to walk out of here with a video PSA. We'll record an audio PSA for you if you'd like to run here on WTBR. It's all sorts of great stuff, and it's easy to do. PSA Days at PittsfieldTV.org. Get in touch with us, and we'll hook you up. We'll get you on there, and we're thrilled Dasheen Moore and Beat the Streets going to be part of it this year.
Absolutely. I cannot wait for that day.
I see lots of excitement. I saw a Facebook post yesterday that y'all are going to get together a week before just to like rehearse it and make sure it's all good to
make
go.
Sure it's right.
So
I mean, we're dealing with Bob Hack, PCTV. We got to make sure everything's right, baby. You know? Yes.
So we're talking about Beat the Streets. It's starting this year. Scheduled for July 6th, but may start earlier depending on how the school year goes.
Mm-hmm.
So 300, you had 252 last year. You're looking at 350 this year. That would be your ideal number. Like, how do you find the space for all of them to get playing time?
So what we do is there's three courts over there at Dorothy Amos. So I usually start the games at 6, usually out of the park by 10, cleaned up and everything. So we have 2-3 games going at one time. You know, mm-hmm. They're separate courts, so we have 2-3 games going at one time. They'll all be scheduled. One game will start at 6, the next one will start at 7:15, the next one will start at maybe 8-something, and that's just how it goes. Get 4 refs out there, or 6 refs. Got the music and everything, food, good atmosphere.
Like, where do you find the refs?
Oh, so, you know EJ?
I don't.
What about Bobby? You know Bobby.
I probably know Bobby.
Lopez.
Okay, yeah.
I grew up with all those guys.
All right.
So in summertime, so really that's what they do. That's what they do. Like, you know, like, all right, so basketball season's over for Bobby and EJ. They're running around reffing all the circuits, AAU and all that. So I grab those guys up, or, you know, whoever wants to take the contract. So I want everyone to know this. The refs cost more than it does to run the league. Like, the biggest thing about a league when you're running it is the referees. They're the biggest part of the program. They're the biggest part of the program. I think we might have spent like $12,000-$13,000 on refs last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, the outfits were probably $5,000 for the kids, but that's what really costs. So you got to have the refs together. Refs is what really costs. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys keep everything at peace. You guys explain the game well to the kids. And you guys are great humans. I appreciate you, Bobby Lopez, EJ Jones, and the rest of the staff. Thank you very much.
And that's important with the referee. First off, you can know what you're doing. You know, yes. Not anybody can just come out and ref a game. But to have somebody that, you know, I always love, like, interactions with refs and kids where, you know, the kid's a little upset and the ref just pulls him aside and said, look, this is exactly what happened.
Yes.
You can't do this. You got to.
Yes. That's what I mean. Like, even to this day, I don't play basketball anymore. I'm just, my body can't take it no more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But even at my age, if I was on the court still playing, I'm for sure that there's things that I could still learn. And I'm sure that the refs would have to pull me to the side and tell me to calm down. It's just in the game, but you want to learn. You want to learn. So, you know, kids out there, if the ref is telling you some things, he's not trying to hurt you. He's trying to make you understand the game of basketball. So don't be upset about it. Just take it in and try to understand what he's trying to teach you.
And that's the thing. He's trying to teach you. There's some refs will just tee you up and call it a day, you know? You don't want that either.
I mean, you know how life goes. You know, you're going to have good ones, you're going to have bad ones. You got to take your wins with your losses. But at the end of the day, just try to learn, you know? Try to learn.
So you have all those referees, and how many nights a week do you run over there?
So we run Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Saturday mornings for the younger kids. So last year I think it was six games a day. Yeah, six games a day. This year I'm trying to have something around nine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because don't quote me on this.
Nope.
And to my people in North Adams, I want to say this respectfully. I am not trying to take or trying to steal or trying to overstep anyone. I heard that there wasn't going to be a men's league this year in North Adams. So if there's not going to be a men's league there, I'm willing to start a men's league here. Male and female, adults, college. But we can also work together. Like, if you don't have the time or you're giving it up for a certain reason, like, I've always been good friends with you guys, we can work together. Like, this is not about me. This is about Berkshire County, and this is about making the culture better. That's what this is about.
And I bet, like, a men's adult league,
that's what we used to have here.
It would be fun as hell to watch, too.
Listen, I'm trying to, like, I come from at Lally. Rest in peace. I love you. Thank you. That's the era of basketball I come from. Like, when I first went to the basketball league, you know, to be an adult, I had to play against Vern Cross. I had to, like, I was playing with Mike Pettis and people of that, you know. So Ed had a league for a very long time. I played on Amart. So after Dufours, shout out to Dufours, you guys were killers. So after Dufours, like, we got past them one time, and, like, you know, their little reign was over. We started winning continuously. Like, I think we might have won a championship five, six times in a row. But that's the real men's league, like, and I'm not taking from North Adams or anything, but I think after Ed Ladley died, then everything kind of shifted over to who wanted to do it. I'm here to do everything.
Like, yeah.
Whatever the culture needs me to do, like, let's sit down and talk about it. I'm ready for it to happen.
And that's what happens with stuff like that. Yeah. You know, somebody moves on, somebody unfortunately passes away,
as for me,
either somebody steps in or it's over.
Right. So as for me, like, the people that I grew up under were Miss Durant, Mabel Hamilton, Daryl Drumgoole, Bobby Hamilton. Like, these are the people that had something for us to do all the time, or they had the summer leagues or youth initiative leagues and all that. So I'm like, that don't exist no more. Like, I was a kid that really didn't have nothing, single parent, you know? So for us to be able to play basketball for free was everything. So why can't it happen again? Like, if we don't want to see these kids in trouble, that's what I look at all the time. If you don't want to see these kids in trouble, you have to invent something that's going to keep them busy. Now, some of these kids that's at the park don't even play basketball. They're just there because of the environment, and it's keeping them safe. Their parents know where they're at. You know what I mean? And when the lights go off, it's time for them to go home. I'll see them the next day. But it's like we have to have safe havens. Like, you know, the Boys Club was my safe haven forever. But times have changed. Kids have changed. You know, so we have to try different things for these children to adapt to, where they're comfortable.
Now, Dorothy Amos Park, talk to me about, like, how it works if, you know, a rim goes bad or the net drops. Is that something you guys take care of, or are you going to go through the city, or?
Ed, I love you, brother. Thank you very much. Ed Casilla?
Yeah.
That's my guy. He always makes sure everything is right for me. He does all that he can do, like, that he has access to, but there needs to be more done to the park. Like, you know, and I've been pushing for many years to get the park done. Like, the park hasn't been done in 25 years.
Oh, wow.
Last year, one of my kids fell down, broke his arm. Now the parent then, I have insurance anyway, but that's not on my insurance. But the reason why the parent didn't go on the city about it is because they thought it was going to affect me. And I'm like, it has nothing to do with me, but we want to keep peace to everybody. We want to be able to use that park as much as we can. But we just feel like it's in the west side of Pittsville. We really don't get much. We had double rims on there. They changed them and put single rims on there and put nets on them. Never changed the backboard. Like, it's like, it's almost like these kids are forgotten about. And I'm trying to be respectful because I don't want to throw anybody under the bus. But you guys know what I mean. Like, I've been really pushing. I've been really talking to the people who need to be talked to about the park. Let's just do something about it. Like, it doesn't have to be at one time, but you know what I'm saying? Give the program and the kids of the program some respect. Come down here and clean up a little bit. Like, last year, I had to have some friends from the church right around the corner from here. They came down there and helped me fix the benches and, you know, paint the courts. Like, we don't care about doing it, but it's not our job. I do it and have people come help us because the kids need this park. All summer, the kids need this park. And thank you to everyone that helps with the park and want to see these kids in the park and to the city. I'm not trying to talk bad or anything. We just need your help. Thank you.
Now, and if it does get redone, and I mean, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, you run your games there. That's three days a week where you don't.
Well,
and it's an opportunity for kids to come down and, you know, play some pickup ball and utilize the park.
Yes, even if they could do like we could start on one court. Like, you know, they don't. I don't think it's realistic to the way that my program runs and the way they'll have to fix it that they could do all three courts at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that they should start at the back court, get the back court done, then we could switch because we'll use this court and that court, and then you could start. We'll switch every year until you finish all three of them. That's it. That's it.
And what are you looking for? New backboards,
new rims. I mean, we want it to look kind of like the common, listen, city. I'm talking to the city itself, like everybody in the city. Like, if If the Common was built like Dorothy Amos, we'd be there all the time. It's beautiful. But what we need is like the backboards like all the other parks got, and rims, and the court done over it. All the benches and all that, that's, we can get that fixed. And I, you know, we bought our own like benches so the kids could sit on and things of that nature. But just little basic things. I'm not asking you to spend all your money. Just piece by piece, we can get this park together. And I promise you, I'll do my best to keep this going as long as I'm alive.
So how, if people were interested in becoming a part of the program this year, that may not have done it in the past, how do they sign up? How do they get in touch with you?
So we have the flyer out. I'll give you one later.
Okay.
We have the flyer out, the QR code. And I want to also apologize to everybody who's been reaching out to me lately. We don't know what happened with the site. It crashed for like maybe the last week, but it will be back up today. Same QR code, same website. Everyone's free. You sign up. You get in a draft. You put your age in there. And parents, if you want your kid to, if your kid is advanced and you don't want him to play in his age bracket and you feel that he can play up, well, let him play up. This is the league that, you know, I have. Like, we can do this here. Like, you can play up if you can play on that level. So come out. Whatever county you're from, it's all free. We are a nonprofit. We just want you to come, be safe, and have fun for the whole summer.
And that's cool that you get to play up if you feel you're advanced, because it's like you get really bored of it when you're. I mean, it's fun to, you know,
so
whip some butt out there,
right.
But it's like it gets a little boring after a while. So be able to play up and you know play
right.
With people who are more at your skill level is probably, you know, much more entertaining, and it's...
And it gets you better.
Yeah, absolutely.
It gets you better to play up. Like, you know, you got the third and fourth grade boys club all-star team. Congratulations, boys. Not that they're not in my program, most of the kids, but the job that they have done this season is just like, I feel like... this is what I'm going to do. Like, they're getting a travel team this summer. We're going to take them to Worcester and Boston and all these places because they deserve it. And as you can see, the little kids on that team, they're babies, but they know what they're doing. They are absolutely have next. So we're going to keep them together and we're going to, you know, treat them a little bit.
We're at 8:17 right now. We're with Dasheen Moore from Beat the Streets. New season coming up on July 6th. Look around for the flyers to get involved. And if somebody wants to, you know, help support you, how do they get involved? How do they get in touch with you?
You can get in touch with me on Facebook, or you can also call me at the Beat the Streets number is 413-449-6947. You have any questions about the league or how to sign up, you can call me or text me. I'm always available.
Yes, and you're always responsive to me when I reach out to you about something.
Absolutely.
So I
you're
greatly
my guy.
You're my
guy.
Greatly appreciate it. So Beat the Streets coming up this season, July 6th. What's your favorite memory from Beat the Streets of all these years? Is there any particular a moment or two that's really stood out that have been some of your favorites?
My favorite is always seeing, like, if it's Mike Daley, the mayor, the sheriff department, like, that really helps me. Like, you know, I'm very proud of that they come down there, they give back, and they're coming to see the kids of their community because, you know, they only really come to things that are big events, but they're really showing up for the kids. They do Sheriff Day and things of that nature, so I'm proud of that. That means that, you know, what I've put together with the people behind me is turning into something that I could never imagine.
So that's always a big moment for you
when you see
those
city
guys
officials, yeah,
see them show up to watch the games.
Yeah, because I've been having people from Worcester, Boston, Albany come over to Beat the Streets since it first started. You know what I mean? So to see people from the community gravitate towards it. That's all that I want to happen.
Anything I'm missing? Anything else you want to get out there? We got a few minutes left.
One thing.
Yeah, go for it.
I'll give it to you. Let me go on my phone.
Okay.
So I have this program about to start. It's called Elevate Pittsville. This is not a program. It is an investment in the belief that every young person in the city, regardless of what they have been through, has the capacity to build a life of purpose, skill, and contribution. That's what I'm trying to start now.
What is that?
It's just like part of the community center that I'm trying to do.
Okay.
It's called Elevate Pittsville. That's what the program is going to be called.
That's amazing.
Just trying to get the kids more. Like I believe they deserve more. Like I said, Bob, I think I gave up on myself early when things weren't going my way. So now that I understand it and I didn't been to jail and prison and did the things that I had to do in life, you know, I got kids, man. I got a 22-year-old, I got a 19-year-old, and I got a son that's 9 years old. I mean, 9 months yesterday. It's just like, I got to make the path for them. So that's when I'm on. That's my whole thing. I'm on the path to change so they have something to look forward to.
Would you change anything that's happened to you in your life? Or do you feel what you went through had a purpose for what you're doing now?
I feel like if I didn't go through everything that I went through and fail like I did, then I wouldn't be the person I am today. I wouldn't have this program that I have today. So I think that everything that I went through, I had to go through to get to this point today where I'm at. And I'm okay with that. I would never change it.
Dasheen Moore, Beat the Streets, thank you so, so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate having you. And we're looking forward to having you on more. We're looking forward Absolutely. To seeing you and everybody at PSA Days.
I'll be there. We cannot wait.
Yeah,
and
we're
thank
looking
you.
Forward to it. That's only a couple of weeks away. My goodness. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning. And we are back tomorrow morning here at 7:30 here on WTBR. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Keep on, keep on.